This is F-Society IRC Podcast, a Mr. Robot show. I'm your moderator of this chat, Hirosha Shai.
Mr. Robot Review, Episode 1, Hello, My Friend. Mr. Robot. So Mr. Robot is a television show that follows the main character, Elliot, played by Raheem Malki, as his hacker that, as he states in the episode itself, he hacks at night and works as a security consultant for a business called AllSafe. He safeguards the cybersecurity for corporations and has a bit of a conflict when it comes to that. He particularly doesn't like the way of society is run. He basically states, you know, F society. He feels that we're consumed with consumerism, that everything is rigged. He has a particular outlook about the world that is very much in line with individuals who are hackers in of themselves. At the same time, he believes he can save the world. He even states this as a character, and we'll get into that in a moment, but he states that he feels that he can save the world, and he does this by hacking. And it opens up the episode, opens up with him narrating and speaking to the audience, but he's actually speaking to an invisible friend, which brings up a mental affliction that the main character may have that I'll get to it towards the end. But he's basically narrating certain aspects of the episode when he's talking to his imaginary friend, his inner thoughts. Or if you're a comic book geek, the thought bubble that pops up when people talk in comic book characters. So what Elliot does is he goes to a coffee house and he's waiting for the owner named Ron to come in, and he confronts Ron. And how he confronts Ron is by stating that because he had been using his coffee business as a means of the Wi-Fi connection for a very long time, it bothered him that he has such an ease of connection, that the connection speed was so great that a coffee house had this fiber connection gigaspeed internet service. So he started poking around, which is part of the kind of the hacker culture, the fact that they ask questions, they seek answers, they see a problem, they seek to find a solution. They utilize their skills and their thought process to do this. And when he talks to Ron, he basically finds out that he found the servers, which were part of the Tor network. And that what he did was he set up an exit node so he can find out what type of traffic was on these Tor servers. And he gives Ron some credit for hiding the servers, but he corrects Ron with the notion that Tor is not quite as anonymous as he thinks it is. And this is true. Everything in this scene that he talks about, how he controlled the exit nodes means he controls the traffic, so he knows what's going on in the Tor network, is true. The Tor in itself is not as anonymous as people think. And that the means upon which he was looking at the Wi-Fi and the fiber connections and stuff like that, all this is very accurate and truthful. He also used a hacking term called AFK, which just means away from keyboard. Is another aspect about hackers or those who are within the tech industry, that they have a bit of a social anxiety disorder, or they have an issue with interacting people on a one-on-one basis or even a group basis. This is why they're online. They feel that they are able to connect much easier with people or interact or engage through the use of the internet, through the use of computers. That's how they're able to socialize. It's how they're able to make friends, make contacts, deal with the world at large. And they show that kind of trait or aspect is common, often associated, but not exclusive to those who are within the tech industry or within the hacking culture. And we'll get into that towards the end, but he exhibits this by stating that, you know, he doesn't interact really in the real world. He doesn't engage with people. And he actually also disclosed some personal information about his father passing away and how he doesn't have anyone to talk to anymore. And Ron tried to use this as an opportunity to try to engage with Elliot on a one-on-one basis, but Elliot wasn't having it. Ron thought Elliot was trying to blackmail him. That's not the case. What Elliot did was he basically ratted out Ron by informing the law enforcement all the data and all the information that he hacked about the type of website that he was running, which was a kiddie porn website, all the particular data and information. And not only did he leave it with Ron, but he left it with the law enforcement. So that way, when he exited the coffee shop, Ron didn't have the ability to contact his sys admins, which is a shortening for system administrators, and have them clear the websites and or website and clear the network and prevent law enforcement from finding out any information. So that is just basically the opening sequence here. And then this leads us into Elliot going to work, where he works at a place called AllSafe. AllSafe is a company that works for something called Evil Corp. We don't know what Evil Corp really stands for, because already in the beginning of the series, they have established that our protagonist, Elliot, has a bit of a delusional problem, and we'll get into that towards the end. Think of the essence of the protagonist from Fight Club, where, again, he has an imaginary friend, and he has delusions where he sees things or hears things or perceives things in the world in a certain way. And since Elliot is our protagonist, we don't know what the true name of the company that he his client, which is Evil Corp, AllSafe protects us at that particular corporation's cybersecurity. We don't know what Evil Corp's real name is, and everyone refers it to as Evil Corp and not by its real name. So every time we hear about the company, it's always referred to as Evil Corp, not only by the protagonist, but also by other characters, the media, the marketing, the displays, the ads, that are, the in-ads that are within the television. It's always referred to as Evil Corp from here on out. So Ron gets to work. He meets up with his friend, Angela. And basically, Angela is his best friend since childhood. And when he meets Angela, she's like, "You didn't come to my birthday party." He said he had other things. She knows that he has social anxiety problems, and she's trying to encourage him to get out, to engage. And this is something he promised to do, something that he had not done. And he actually did try to go to her party, but because of his social anxiety, because of his fear, if you will, his internalized fear of being around people, he couldn't make himself go into the bar that the party was happening. Instead, he did what he did, which was take down Ron. Angela has a boyfriend that tries to, in a fashion, aggressively engage with Elliot, which doesn't work with Elliot at all. It's almost like Angela's boyfriend doesn't quite understand that Elliot's social anxiety issues is a real thing. He almost kind of skirts over it or almost disregards it. He tries to be nice about it. He tries to engage because he knows that Angela and Elliot do have a strong bond or relationship and have had for years, and he wants to be Elliot's friend. But overall, he doesn't quite seem to understand that Elliot, you know, he has a social anxiety disorder. He actually touches Elliot, which is something Elliot doesn't like. He doesn't like to be touched, and he knew that Elliot doesn't like to be touched, but he kind of did it anyway, and he said, "Oh, I forgot you don't like that." So there's a little bit of micro, little dismissive things about Elliot's disorder in here that other characters do not fully or completely understand. Elliot does have to see a psychiatrist, which is a next sequence. And I know I skipped the sequence about him on the subway and seeing the black men in black, as well as the character of Christian Slater. We'll get back to that in a second. But I think this is important to discuss how Elliot engages with people. He has to see a counselor. We don't know why. We just know that he's forced to be there. And in this session, he explains to the audience or to his imaginary friend that he hacked his counselor's website. So he knows everything about her. He knows that she's a divorced person. She's on Facebook. He runs a password program that allows him to break into the password. He talks about how it's a very simple password, easy to fix, which was his favorite band, and her birthday backwards. And this comes important because he does a little bit of what's called social hacking later on to a couple of different people within the episode to find out information. But he knows everything about her. He actually kind of likes her because she often engages with him. He has a very big sequence in here where he again talks to his imaginary friend about what his thoughts and feelings about society, but he doesn't state it out loud to his counselor. And his counselor kind of knows that when he goes off into the distance, he kind of internalizes his thoughts and doesn't state what he's actually really feeling. It's clear that the protagonist has some serious health issues, mental health issues that he's struggling with. But he also has this very ethos or philosophy when it comes to his perception of society, how he feels about Steve Jobs, how Steve Jobs got his, we everyone considers him to be a genius, but he got his wealth on the backs of children, as a quote from the protagonist. And so he has a bit of an anger issues. He feels that society at large is not necessarily doomed, but off on the wrong path. And that he believes, and he states it in the episode himself, that he is capable of saving society. That he can do it. So we go back and forth with him, with the counselor, and then him engaging with Angela's boyfriend. And being, he also did a hack of Angela's boyfriend, so he knows Angela's boyfriend. While a nice guy, in his words, a nice guy because he's dumb, and he's not smart enough to be anything else. He's cheating on his best friend, and he doesn't want to tell Angela because she knows that she has basically a horrible taste in men. So he has no idea what other douchebag she might date, and he's capable, because of her boyfriend being such a dumb guy, capable of handling him. So he doesn't want to tell her. To finish out the beginning of this, before we get back into the black man and the Christian Slater character, the main client, Evil Corp, comes to AllSafe, the cybersecurity firm that Elliot works for. And the reason why they're coming is because they've been hacked. There's been a series of hacks that have been going on every week for the past couple of weeks. And they have come to find out what exactly is going on. And Elliot is one of the security tech guys. And Angela, his best friend, manages that particular account. So they're coming to the place to meet one-on-one with his boss, whose name is Gideon. And Gideon supervises all the tech guys there and the clients. And he even says later on in the episode how important it is to keep Evil Corp as a client, because they're 80% of their business, AllSafe's business. If AllSafe were to lose it as a client, they're done. They will no longer be able to function as a company. So who comes to the meeting are two key characters, is Tyler Willick, played by Martin Watson, and what is the name of the bad guy, the reported bad guy? Terry Cullen by Bruce Altman, who is a character actor. You might have seen him in a lot of movies or TV shows. He always pops up. He's a good character actor. He comes in, and Elliot makes an observation as Terry Cullen is taking the size of the tech groups and looking at the techie people, that he has like a BlackBerry, which is not a smartphone or very advanced piece of technology, that he obviously doesn't deal anything with technology, that he's a bit of a moron in a sense. And then the vice president, or a much younger guy named Tyre Willick, looks at Elliot's monitor and observes that Elliot is operating off of GNOME. Now, GNOME is a Linux operating system. It's an open source system. When we talked about open source, Linux is one of those open source programs that are out there. GNOME is something that a very tech-heavy person would utilize. And what surprised or took Elliot aback was that this character, whose name is Tyler Willick, not only know that Elliot was operating off of GNOME, but stated that he uses Linux and that he uses KDE, which is another type of operating system that is based off of Linux. And he even tells Elliot, because as Elliot says in his internal monologue, what is an executive utilizing Linux? And Tyler voices that thought out loud. And he basically hints to the fact to Elliot that he himself may have been at one point in life a bit of a hacker, because he says, you can't break old habits. And Linux is something that people who do are very tech savvy and hacking do utilize Linux as a means of operating on the internet and a part of the hacking culture and create a lot of different programs out of Linux in of itself. So that gives you an insight a little bit onto that character. So we eventually go back and we go a little bit forward and we find out that Elliot is a morphine user. He utilizes morphine to kind of deal with the internal pain that he has, more so than just hacking, which is another social aspect of himself that he does. He also is a bit of a stalker. He is stalking the boyfriend of his therapist, whom he looked the information up because he knows what through her emails and her Facebook that she's dating and she's on eHarmony. And he found out the guy that she chose to go on dates with and that he wasn't able to find any additional information. So he went to track down this fellow named Martin. And what he did was he did a bit of a social hack. He engaged with Martin while he was walking his dog and said, you know, I need to call my mom, but was unable to, you know, his battery to his phone was dead, which wasn't true. Basically what he did was he uses Martin's phone to call his own phone to be able to obtain Martin's phone number so he can find out additional information about Martin. It was during this period of time as Elliot is about to go back onto the subway and go home that he gets a call from Angela asking her to come back to AllSafe because Evil Corp once again is being hacked and is one of the worst hacks that has happened. In fact, what it is a DOS attack, which is a denial of service attack. But before we get to the nature of the attack in itself, let's talk about Elliot's Men in Black. In the initial opening sequence of the episode, you see like a distorted view of the world in and of itself. It's very blurry. You can't distinguish any of the figures. And there's a bunch of men in a room. They're clearly in a high rise overlooking the city. And then it cuts away to Ron's cafe. And then when Ron, after the sequence, you have Elliot going on his way home and he's on the subway. And he states to the audience or to his imaginary friend that he's being followed. And you look over and you see two men in black. And that he feels ever since the possibility of him hacking Ron that they're onto him. That's the reason why he's being followed. He destroyed a man's business in 3 minutes. And people like him that have that type of power, the power structure in itself, don't like that. So he perceives and believes himself to be followed. At the same time, he's engaged by someone who looks like a homeless man, played by Christian Slater, whom we later know to be later on the episode as a man named Mr. Robot. And Mr. Robot says, you know, hello a day. He talks to Elliot, and Elliot doesn't know what to do or respond back to him. But he takes note of the black man, the men in black, and Christian Slater. When he goes and does the social hack of Martin, Christian Slater's character appears again, as well as to the men in black. At this point in time, because they have set the tone of the fact that Elliot has mental health issues, we have no idea if he's actually seeing these people at all or not. We don't know if they're real, if there's something that's inside his head, a delusion or not. When he talked to his therapist, he openly stated that he was no longer seeing men in black, so that might have been one of many issues that he was going to see the counselor for. So he does this social hack of Martin, the boyfriend of his therapist, and he returns back to his place of work. He also, again, sees the men in black and he sees the Christian Slater characters before returning to work. So he gets to work. It is clear from the onset that Elliot is the better hacker to the tech that they already had on call named Lloyd. And Elliot is looking at everything and they've been trying to reset the servers, trying to prevent the DoDoS attack from going on. Apparently, it's been going on for almost an hour, so their client is losing money up to $13 million. dollars. It's being reported worldwide that the Evil Corp is under a DoD's attack. So the word is out. So Elliot is looking at everything. His boss shows up and he realizes that it's not a DoD's attack, but it's a rootkit attack. And what a rootkit attack is, it's just basically a malware program that sits inside servers or a computer and is able to operate within a computer to do whatever it needs to do. It's able to hide itself within a computer. And because it can do that, it's allowed to, it can control a computer. And so to kind of get into the actual, what is called a rootkit program, is probably based off of an already existing program that you may have heard about called Stunix. Which is the program you may have heard about that messed with Iran's centrifuges and prevented or set back Iran's nuclear program. And what Stunix did was a worm, a link file, and a rootkit all combined to be able to hide its existence within the servers and the network within Iran. And so this sounds like this is a similar type of protocol or program that may have been implemented in the Evil Corp's servers. So Gideon goes and takes Elliot to Dulles. And the reason why he does that is because Dulles is where a lot of the, and this is a real world application, Dulles is already called the technical corridor. 70% of all internet traffic goes through the Dulles area, this corridor where there's nothing but a bunch of server farms. And obviously Evil Corp holds a number of their servers at this server farm if they don't already within themselves own the servers themselves, like the entire farm. And so he goes through and he tries to get them to reboot the entire system. They're already taking everything offline, and he finds one server that actually has the malware program within it. And what they do is they go and he does what he needs to do as a hacker to prevent that infected server from being part of the network again, reboots everything else, isolated that infected server. And the technique that he's doing is something that, you know, if you are a tech person, you're doing. Everything here is pretty accurate, how they put everything online, everything, even, you know, boxing out the infected server. So he does what he does, and he prevents the Evil Corp servers from being affected and everything from going on offline and everything being good. And because of that, you know, he gets high praise from his boss. He pretty much saves the company, his company AllSafe, but also the corporation Evil Corp. And because he's a hacker and because he has a need to find answers to things, he wants to know who the hackers are, and hackers always leave a signature. They always leave a file or a name or graffiti. Anonymous is known for this. They leave some type of signature that lets people know that they are the ones involved in the hacked or the defacing of a website. And he does that by looking at the DAT file. And by doing the DAT file and doing a read, he finds out the name of the file, which is called F Society, which he thinks is a dot, is fsociety.00. And when he looks at the read to find out whatever little note that might have been left by the hacker, it says, "Leave me here." And he wrestles with himself whether or not he should leave this very malicious malware program within this corporation's servers. And he decides that's what he's going to do. He's going to leave it. He doesn't delete it. He struggled with the concept and decided that he's going to leave it. So he gets home. He's on the jet with his boss. His boss confides to him that he's gay. He also tells Elliot that he kind of knows that Elliot doesn't really like working for AllSafe and that he secretly would love for AllSafe to collapse. Which kind of disturbs Elliot in a sense, because I don't think he realizes that, because he perceives himself as somebody who can read people very well, that people will also read him, maybe not completely very well, but read him as well, that they're able to get some insight within his kind of psyche. So they continue, you know, they get home. He basically saves the company, AllSafe. He saves the corporation. And as he gets on the subway, he once again encounters Mr. Robot, this homeless dressing kind of guy. And Mr. Robot, you know, speaks to him directly, says he's getting off the train here. And Elliot just looks at him and stares at him and goes, "Are you talking to me?" But Mr. Robot doesn't respond and gets off the train. So Elliot struggles, decides he's going to get off. Of course, he's going to get off. And he talks to Mr. Robot. They engage in a type of conversation. And basically, the Christian Slater states that he has to show him some stuff before he can answer any of the type of questions. He shares a story with him about his father, about stealing. Everybody steals everything, anything, and that's how they make their money. So he takes Elliot to the hideout, the hacker hideout, which happens to be at Coney Island. And when you first walk into the place, it's, you know, it's closed up, it's boarded up, you know, has the guardrail down. But as you go into the side of the building, you see these coaxial cables running on the side of the building, and you see a smile on Elliot's face because he knows what those cables are. He knows those are data cable lines. So Elliot goes in the place, and Mr. Robot just lays it out to him that this is a hacker community. They come here to work on the project. They bring their own computers and they leave. It's fair and simple. Elliot doesn't understand this because he's like, "You guys are meeting in the real world. That's not something that hackers do." And Mr. Robot explains the reason why they do this is because of Omegs. They didn't meet in the real world. The FBI was able to bust one guy, and from that one guy, six hackers went into the prison. And the reason why they went to prison is because they refused to meet in the real world. Everything was done online, so therefore it was traceable, emails, chat logs, things of that nature. And he calls the group Omegs, O-M-E-G-Z, which is actually the real base inspiration was Luzik, which is the big anonymous group that hacked in all those intelligent contractor communities and put that information out online. Basically what happened was just like the Christian Slater character, Mr. Robot explained, they were able to flip one guy and were able to get everybody. And it was called the central point of failure, which is a key part of cybersecurity. If you're able, or any type of security, if everything is all centralized and you're able to attack that one central point, then the entire dominoes fall. And that's why people are all about decentralization, to prevent that within the tech and hacker community. So he goes to the place, Christian Slater, Mr. Robot, you know, breaks down the concept of what the purpose is. And since Elliot didn't delete the program, he's the type of hacker, the type of person that Mr. Robot wants to work with him, work on the project. And he wants basically Mr. Robot to allow him access to the rootkit, to the malware. Elliot's not going to do that. He doesn't quite do that off the bat. He eventually does. But he doesn't quite trust anyone or anything, not even this little hacking group. Even though he's very excited and finds the whole idea of their concept of them meeting here and leaving and exiting here intriguing, he's not for it. So he comes home. He meets Angela, his best friend, who's out on the stoop waiting for him. She was bringing his favorite movie, which is Back to the Future 2, which I find is kind of a little bit funny. They go up to his apartment. There's a girl there that he had slept with earlier that was also his drug dealer. We'll get into that a little bit. So she leaves. He feels embarrassed. He goes back to the hacking community, to the location. And he basically does this by stating to Mr. Robot that he's going to turn them in, that he has no plans to help them at whatsoever. Mr. Robot basically says that that's not why he's here. He understands that the society at large is sick, that is at fault. And then he basically lays the line of why they're doing what they're doing. And the reason why they're attacking Evil Corp is because Evil Corp controls 70% of all of the credit companies, all the debt companies, loan companies. And if they take down Evil Corp, if they take down their servers, if they have access to the entire basically mainframe, they're able to wipe all that debt, all that information. That even with any type of paper backups, there's not enough paper backups in the world to to verify all that debt, and basically everyone's going to go down to zero. It's kind of like a Fight Club type of a deal. This very much intrigues Elliot because it does speak to his ethos. He doesn't like Evil Corp. He doesn't like the consumerism that people have been doing. His friend is in major debt. All his friends are in debt. And so he's intrigued by this concept, but he at the same time cannot bring himself completely or fully to go for it. And so what he does is he creates a file that's basically the entire file concerning what has happened to bring to his boss. You know, all the information that he was able to gather about Mr. Robot, which basically was the network IP address to the DAT file, to his boss, and then he was going to turn them in. And as he's sitting down the meeting with the bigwigs and stuff, Elliot struggles because what he had done basically is he created two files. One, which was what Mr. Robot wanted him to do, which was to put the IP address of Terry Colby, the bad guy of Evil Corp, one of the main Evil Corp people, onto the DAT file, so it looks like he was responsible for the hack. And the other was the actual truth, which was in a white file. And so he's going to the meeting, he pulls out the white file, which is the actual truth of everything, and Angela, his friend, is running the meeting, giving her account of the events that are going on. Terry Colby's there along with the FBI because this is a major hack of a corporation, so there's, you know, criminal implications of this. They need to find out if this is a terrorist threat, is this corporate espionage, if it's just a hacker group, what's going on. So Terry Colby doesn't treat Angela very well. She actually gets dismissed from the meeting in of itself, basically fired as the head of the account. Elliot doesn't like this. He tries to defend Angela, stating, you know, she did everything she was supposed to. It was because of her call that this is the reason why the corporation was saved. So he switches out the file. He takes the white file back into his backpack, and he pulls out the blue file, which is the Mr. Robot file, which has Terry Colby's IP address on it, which would indicate that from Mr. Colby's terminal, then it was he who was responsible for the hack on the corporation. So he hands it over to the FBI, the blue file. And then he basically waits. His friend gets fired. He basically waits, and he's waiting to see, you know, the FBI bust Mr. Terry Colby. It's been a number of days, 19 days, he states. So he goes back to his old habits of hacking his counselor, particularly the guy she's dating. He finds out that his counselor's date is actually a married guy. And then he convinces this married guy to not only stop dating his counselor, but tell her the truth that he's married, he has kids, he does this all the time, and it doesn't mean anything. Let's basically tell the truth. And then he takes the guy's dog and brings it home. So he's basically waiting. He sees his counselor. You know, she's devastated and everything. He eventually comes to work. His friend, since her being fired and removed from the account, Angela has not spoken to Elliot, even though he's texted and tried to call her. When he's in his counseling session, he gets the push to actually speak to her in person. So he speaks to her in person, and he's trying to apologize. He's trying to understand. And Angela is basically saying, you know, he didn't really do anything wrong. She's basically saying that he needs to stop rescuing her. He needs to stop defending her, that she's capable of handling this issue herself. If you stop doing that, to allow her to fail, to allow her to lose, that it's okay. And he actually gives her a hug, which she accepts, and she knows this is a big deal for him to actually actively touch another person and for him to allow her to touch her. So they're having this moment, and everyone's staring at them in the office because they're in the office space, and it's a little awkward. And then they realize they're not actually staring at them. They're staring at the television set, and it reveals that Terry Colby has been busted by the FBI. that he was responsible for the hack, which is not the truth, but it's what the truth that Mr. Robot wanted. The story goes that Terry Colby was in negotiations with his employer to receive a higher wage, and that he uses hacking as a tactic to increase his pay. So that's the cover story. So Mr. Robot tried to go to back to the hacking group to try to celebrate. They weren't there. He goes back and goes home. He's in Times Square, and he sees all the news reports, and he sees how basically, you know, his work did what it did. It took down a big guy within a corporation. And then the men in black pick him up. And at this point, it kind of confirms to you as an audience that he's actually being followed, that these were not delusions of grandeur, that he's actually being followed. It's not the FBI or anything like that. We're not sure who it is that picks him up, only that he is picked up. And as he's picked up, he's brought to the room that we saw earlier that was all fuzzy and fade out with a bunch of men in the room in a high-rise tower. And sitting at the center of the room is the guy, Tyler Willick, who knew about Linux, who was executive vice president, that was with Terry Colby at all the meetings, and so has an understanding of technology. And he also observed at the initial meeting with Angela, where Elliot decided to switch out the files, that Elliot had put the white file back into his backpack and switched out and gave the blue file to the FBI. We don't know at this point how all this is going to play out. All we know is that our main protagonist, Mr. Elliot, is in this room with these men, in particular with Tyler Willick. And that's how the pilot ends. So my thoughts on this whole entire episode is that it is very well engaging, very pretty accurate of the tech, you know, the tech side of things. I think everything they used, all the terms they used, were pretty accurate. One of the biggest things that stood out for me was the fact that the monitors that they use for hacking or for that Elliot was working off of, you don't see, like you often see in movies and TV shows, you don't see the big wall of monitors. It was just two screens. Maybe you might have saw in the background three screens, but you didn't see like five, six screens in this mega like complex of computers. It was just very basic and simple. Even the place that he worked out, all safe. Everybody was in a cubicle. There wasn't a big, huge, monolithic, you know, computer center that everyone worked out of. So I like that aspect of it. I like the fact that he does have social anxiety, and it is that aspect of it is being depicted well. I particularly don't like the voices in the heads not so much. I think that's a trope that's been dragged out so often in television. I don't exactly know where it's going with him when it comes to that. I think it was also kind of sloppily done within the pilot in and of itself. I think they might be going for a kind of Tyler Durden-esque kind of aspect to him. I personally don't think it's necessary. Just because someone has social anxiety doesn't mean they also hear voices in their head or have those type of thoughts. So we'll see here on out. After all, this is just a pilot, how his mental illness is. And social anxiety in itself is not necessarily mental illness. It's just it can be a difficulty for people to engage. It's not necessarily when classified in the classical sense when people think of a mental illness. You might say it's more of a disorder than a mental illness. The typography, the opening sequence of Mr. Robot, the typography is a classic 80s style, almost gamer styles or early like Atari games, magazines, movie titles from the early 80s. The two names that he uses are usernames when he runs his programs, I found very interesting, which might they might be playing into the duality of Elliot as the individual who wants to be the savior of the world, at the same time the kind of corporate guy that does what he's told to do. So his username when he does all these hacking is Root, R-O-T, and the at sign, Elliot, and then the dollar sign. And then when he works for AllSafe, is interim, E-T-E-R-M, number, money sign. And so he has two distinctive usernames when he uses his knowledge, his hacking techniques and style each time he does it. I also like the fact that he used social hacking, which is he did this a couple different times where when he went to Martin, the boyfriend of his counselor, he got the hold of that person's phone by saying, "Hey, my phone is dead," to actually calling Martin and pretending to be his banking and getting more personal and private information from Martin, realizing that Martin was not his real name, and that's how he's able to find out all the other information about him. The other thing I liked was the fact that he's always constantly in the hoodie. Not necessarily because it fits within the young guy kind of dystopian, outsider, antisocial personality, but it fits in with the whole social anxiety person, because anyone who's familiar with that disorder or familiar with people that are similar to that faction, because Elliot is also kind of a depressed guy, they wear jackets, they wear hoodies, jackets, sweaters, and is used as a blanket, as a means of securing themselves and keeping people at a distance. The other thing he does is he has a very massive backpack, so people can't necessarily come from behind him. It also allows him to carry, God knows what he carries in his backpack, but carry a lot. It's very huge. It's not a simple school backpack. It's very big. And so it's something that I eventually would think you will see is going to be a lot of his tools of his trade, like his cables, a couple of different computers or screens or something like that are going to be in that backpack. But that's something that you will sometimes see people that work in the tech industry do have a very either large backpack or a pull case that they walk around. The other thing is I like the fact that his fish that he has in the episode, he has a fish before he gets a dog. It's called QWERTY, which is a Q-W-E-R-T-Y, which is how the configuration of the keyboard, the naming of it is from there. That if you look at your keyboard, the top part is QWERTY, and this is the configuration of all keyboards, how the words are aligned and the numbers and stuff like that was developed and done. Overall, I think this is a very engaging episode. Again, I didn't particularly care for like the sloppiness of the voices inside of his head. I also don't think like the whole attacking E-Corp and wiping out 70% of everyone's credit and debit, even though it's very topical and they talk about like the global collapse and the economy and the disparity of wealth that is occurring within the nation and consumerism overall. I think that's something that's been done over and over kind of again and is done very well by Fight Club. I hope there's more to the cause, more than just wiping out people's debt. But overall, I do think this is a very accurate portrayal of hackerism, the ethos, the need and the ability and the want to solve the world's problems, in essence, saving the world from itself. Being aware of things more so than other people, being able to observe and see through the lies or the BS or the ad, if you will, to see the heart to the matter, to see the problem. The other thing is I'm going to wait my assessment on Christian Slater's character, Mr. Robot, because I do think he's either an amalgamation or an actual depiction of one particular individual out there in the tech industry. I wait to see a couple more episodes before I make my assessment of him. But overall, I think this is a very well done, very great episode, or pilot, I should say. I'm looking forward to the rest of the series. This is why I'm going to be doing these reviews. Not only that, but I think this is one of the few times I've actually, or anyone's actually seen the actual depiction of just anything computers done accurate to the world, real world, that is not just made up Hollywood stuff or extra gizmos and things of that nature that have nothing to do with computing or hacking, that is very, very accurate. So that's it for this review. Thank you very much for listening, and to the moon.
This has been
a Hiroshi Shine Space Odyssey Network production.